Hi to this week's Body and Soul interview. I'm talking to Ruth Allen, who is a fully qualified hypnotherapist, psychotherapist, and fertile body method practitioner. And she's as well a member of the Clinical Hypnotherapy Psychotherapy Association. Welcome.
Thank you, Vivian.
Ruth, tell us, what does a hypnotherapist do, and what are the benefits of hypnotherapy for individuals?
Well, Vivian, a hypnotherapist is a therapist who accesses the deeper feeling part of the mind, the subconscious. And the subconscious is where all of our memories and emotions spring from. It's the storehouse of our habitual patterns and safety behaviors. So the hypnotherapist uses hypnosis as a tool for therapy. We utilize conscious hypnosis, which is a very relaxed state, just like when you drift off to sleep at night or are engrossed in a good book or a movie. You are fully aware throughout and fully focused on the change that you're making. And the benefits for the individual are endless, really. If there's something that's inside of you that is out of your control, then hypnotherapy can help. By accessing the subconscious, we create new neural pathways within the brain, programming in new ways of thinking, feeling, and behaving. So I like to think of it like this, that the mind is like a meadow. So it's beautiful with grasses and flowers growing and insects buzzing about. And that thing that's inside that you would like to change, be it to lose weight or to stop smoking or a feeling of despair, that's a well-worn path in that meadow in the mind. And even times it can become trench-like, where nothing grows at all. It's been walked down so many times. So hypnotherapy can create new paths inside the mind, a new trail to explore, a path that you want to follow. So using the trance state and hypnosis, we start to walk down the new path over and over until you can see the new trail forming, the grasses and the flowers flatten. And as you walk down the new path, the old path starts to disappear. Grasses and flowers begin to grow, and pretty soon it's as if the old way is gone.
Yeah, if you're doing hypnosis, sorry, if you hypnose someone, I did hypnosis for myself. The first time I thought about hypnosis was kind of scary because I thought I can't remember what I did during the hypnosis, but that's not true, right? Can you tell us a bit how hypnosis feels like?
Hypnosis is just a very relaxed state. So very similar to when you drift off to sleep at night, or if you go for a nice massage, or yoga, or Tai Chi, any of those sort of disciplines where we relax. And that by relaxing, then the frontal cortex, the frontal lobe of the mind decouples, and we are able to access then the subconscious or the feeling part of the mind.
Yeah, so it's not scary, it's actually
It's a very natural process. I mean, it's something that we naturally do several times a day. We all drift in and out of the trance state. So it's a very natural, it's a very comforting feeling.
If someone wants to do hypnotherapy, do they have to bring special requirements with them to make hypnotherapy work, like motivation or positive thinking? And does hypnotherapy works with every single individual?
Well, yes, really. No to the motivation. You don't really need to bring motivation or any sort of special requirements with you. Just a desire to change. Just that's really all that's needed is a desire within the person to make the changes. So hypnotherapy is excellent for motivation and confidence on its own. So that helps the individual to make the desired change as possible. And it works for everyone. Everyone has the ability to change, and everyone has the ability to access their own inner resources. So really, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. And myself or any other therapist just acts as a guide to lead the client into the trance state. And the real work is really done by the clients and the individual.
You can also do hypnotherapy with yourself. So you can do yourself into hypnosis and trance. Do you also teach that kind of hypnosis to your clients?
I teach everybody self-hypnosis. I even teach it to my kids. I mean, self-hypnosis is so easy and it's really beneficial. So, I mean, anyone could go onto my blog and check it out, and within a couple of minutes you can do this for yourself. It's very similar to when we meditate. So it's a very relaxed feeling, and I would teach it to everybody that comes through the door, to tell you the truth, Vivian.
Yeah, I did it for myself, and I really learned how to be more positive and more relaxed, and I think hypnotherapy helped me a lot.
Yes, it It does. I mean, when we go into self-hypnosis, we activate the relaxation response within our body, and that's the body's natural antidote to stress. So when we go into self-hypnosis, we counterbalance all of those negative effects and negative hormones and chemicals that are released during stressful situations. So it's an all-round winner, is self-hypnosis.
Yeah, that's true. How does hypnotherapy work when it comes to weight management? So how do you work with your clients when it comes to hypnosis in context of weight management? Is there any difference?
Yeah, I mean, the hypnosis for weight loss is a program in itself that's individually tailored to each client. So at the start, I usually see clients once a week for 4 weeks. And this establishes then the desire for change, and we then continue with that, and I would see everybody maybe every 2 weeks for a couple of months until they're really confident and motivated to continue on their own, because really gradual weight loss is the safest and the most sustainable and effective strategy. So we aim to lose about a pound a week, so that's sort of, I suppose, the equivalent to a Mars bar a day. So if you keep up with the program, it means that your weight would drop by over about 3 stone in a year. So it's slow but sure, and you know, steady goes, and it's not a huge change. It's something that's very, very gradual. It's something that's easy for the body and the mind to accept.
Yeah, and really drastic changes for the body and the soul isn't really good. But do you think if you do hypnosis, you don't need workout, so exclude workout and dieting, or do you think it goes hand in hand?
It goes hand in hand. If you really want to lose weight, there's only one way to do that, and that's to eat less and exercise more. But in a sense, hypnosis works, you know, it's a new food strategy, and you know, diets alone and exercise alone won't necessarily work unless you address the reasons behind why you are overweight. So in a sense, the food itself is not the issue, it's the reason behind the eating that needs to be addressed. So this is where hypnosis and hypnotherapy are very helpful. So for the emotional eater, the emotional needs need to be addressed and released, and then for the habitual eater, the habits need to be replaced with healthy eating habits and healthy exercise attitude.
Yeah, and I think it all goes hand in hand, because you need to do kind of basis of your body and soul, so you just need kind of guidance from someone, and I think you give that guidance with hypnotherapy. In which other fields can hypnotherapy help?
Hypnotherapy can help in all fields of life. It can help with, I suppose, every aspect of your life. Each individual is different, but each individual, I suppose, has the same basic needs.
Yeah, which hypnotherapeutic services do you offer?
I offer a broad range of services, from enhanced CBT to fertility, stop smoking, addictions, depressions, fears and phobias. I work with clients for IBS. And so there's really, it's a holistic approach to healing, and we meet each individual's needs on a one-to-one basis so that we can really tailor the therapy around them.
Yeah. How do hypnotherapy in context of stop smoking differs from hypnotherapy for weight management?
Stop smoking is a 2-hour session, and it's a very detailed session that goes deep into the subconscious mind and recreates neural pathways that are not of a non-smoker. It works because people are ready for change, and because something like smoking is not something that you need to do on a daily basis, like eating food. So with weight management, food is something that we have to intake. We, you know, otherwise we die. So the smoking is slightly different, but it works really quickly and really well. We have very high success rate when it comes to stop smoking for hypnosis.
Hypnotherapy is kind of controversially discussed. What do you say if someone is just like, oh, hypnotherapy, that doesn't work, I never see someone working? What do you say to those people?
Well, if somebody said to me the hypnosis doesn't work, I would ask them straight away, well, when have you been hypnotized? When have you been to hypnotherapy? And I suppose I would discuss that with them then to re-educate them and re-inform them that you know, hypnosis and hypnotherapy actually is the way forward when it comes to changing how we feel and how we think and how we behave.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think you have to stay positive and think that hypnotherapy can help. If you're totally against it, that probably won't heal you.
Yes, you have to be open. You have to be open and you have to allow the changes to take place.
I have to say I had a hypnotherapy for my loads and loads of allergies. I couldn't eat apples, pineapples, kiwis, whatever. I had hay fever. I could barely live in the springtime. But now this year I did the hypnotherapy. I have nothing. I can eat apples after years. So
Wow. That's
really amazing. So that's not magic. It works.
No, it's not magic. But it is, you've accessed your inner resources and you've communicated with your body and your body is responding to that communication.
And it's a really interesting travel throughout your body because you get to know yourself better.
Yes, you do. Inside out.
Yeah, that's true. If people need help or have any questions concerning hypnotherapy or your other services, how can they get in contact with you?
People can contact me through my website, and I'd be happy to answer any questions or concerns they may have regarding hypnosis or hypnotherapy. Or they can, alternatively, they can give me a ring on the on my mobile. I'm sure you giving out my number.
They can find your number also on the website.
They can, yes. Yeah. It's on the website as well. Yeah.
Do you have any upcoming events or running classes or whatever?
I do, actually. I run meditation classes. So I have a meditation classes starting this Thursday, the 19th, in the River Holistic Center in Rohini. And the classes run for 6 weeks. So they're kind of 1 hour from 8 to 9 p.m. And you look at different self-help techniques that can help with your daily life.
Yeah.
I also run stress reduction workshops and self-development workshops. So details of them can be found on my website.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Just, I suppose, on the flip side of weight loss, just if there was anyone out there that was living with anorexia or bulimia, I understand the devastating effects that can have on your life and the toll it has on your body. So hypnosis and hypnotherapy are really helpful when it comes to anorexia and bulimia in restoring balance to the mind and working and rebuilding the various systems of the body.
I didn't know that you can do hypnotherapy for anorexia as well.
Yeah, it would be hypnoanalysis. It would be the psychotherapy side of it, but also utilizing the subconscious mind with visualizations and self-help techniques that help people through that very difficult time in their lives.
Yeah, sometimes these kind of holistic ways are better for some individuals. You don't need drastic change or pills to help it. Sometimes you just need to get to know
time and to talk to people.
Yeah, that's what I think. So, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much for having me on. I've really enjoyed it.
That was Ruth Allen, a hypnotherapist and psychotherapist. You can contact her on her email address ruth@ruthallen.ie or visit her website www.ruthallen.ie www.ruthallen.ie, and there you find loads and loads of information.